From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the German Chancellor speaks out on Brexit. European leaders are beginning to address how their relationship with Britain will evolve after voters have decided to leave the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told German lawmakers today that Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member, but it will remain a close ally in NATO. Merkel also said that any formal discussion of the relationship would not occur until Britain begins the formal procedure to leave. In the meantime, some people in Britain are growing more concerned about their future.
Well, I think it's left most people worried. I haven't spoken to anyone who's happy. Even the people who voted out aren't happy because now all these different things have come up. Oh, you know, are we going to be more expensive holidays? And that's what people think, so I don't know. I don't think anyone's happy, but we can't do anything about it anyway.
If the British Parliament ratifies the decision, the process would take up to 2 years, during which time Britain would continue being a part of the EU. Advocates for abortion rights in the U.S. are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday that rules that states have no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas, similar to that enacted in other states. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for a wave of bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. The blast targeted security forces in the port city of Mukalla and happened around sunset as the soldiers were breaking their fast for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Mukalla was under the control of al-Qaeda fighters until April when pro-government forces recaptured it. The UN is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government. This is VOA News. Police say a grenade exploded inside a Malaysian cafe early Tuesday, injuring 8 people. They say the victims were among nearly 24 people up late watching the Euro 2016 soccer games. Police suspect the incident is the result of a personal or a business feud and has nothing to do with terrorism. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what that agreement means from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Amnesty International says that a vast majority of incarcerated Mexican women face sexual torture during arrest and in the hours following. In a scathing report just released, Amnesty says during interviews with 100 jailed Mexican women, many reported being raped. The majority of the women surveyed reported the abuse to a judge or other authorities, but only 22 investigations were opened. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continues her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco today. Mrs. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia. That was yesterday, as part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa, introducing herself, her daughters, and her mother as a special girl power unit of the family.
This is the special girl power unit of the family. He left the president behind because he's a boy.
And Mrs. Obama's Let Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, and violence.
There are 62 million girls around the world that don't have these opportunities. And as Carrie said, when women aren't educated, when girls don't get the chance to go to school and fulfill that potential, that hurts all of us. Not just here in this country, but all of us around the world.
Their 6-day trip will also include a stop in Spain. A surge in Chinese migrants seeking a better life in the United States by illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexican border is capturing the attention of U.S. media. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports that a number of Chinese nationals making the illegal crossing from Mexico into San Diego increased 13 times from last October through May. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.